Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And the title for today's episode is perhaps misleading, because if you've read my book, The Inside Out Revolution, you know that the subtitle is The Only Thing You Need to Know to Change Your Life Forever. And that only thing is what I talk about in all these podcasts as the Inside Out Understanding. The recognition that we live in the feeling of our thinking, not the feeling of our circumstances, not the feeling of other people, simply the feeling of our own thought-created reality. And the reason I say the title is misleading is that's not what I'm actually going to talk about today. It is, but not in those words. Because another way of saying that, another way of experiencing the clarity that comes with the inside-out understanding is to be able to recognize the difference between what is and what isn't. So what is at the moment probably includes you listening to this. It probably includes you breathing. You may be sitting or standing. There will be things going on around you, whether you're in a room or you're outdoors, whether you're driving or you're sitting or you're lying down. There may be people around you. There may be all sorts of things going on in your mind, all sorts of thoughts. There may be all sorts of feelings and sensations running through your body. There may be smells and tastes and sounds. And they are all part of what is. What isn't are all the things that you could be thinking about that you're not. All the things that you could be worrying about, but you're not. Or all the things that you're worrying about right now. The worry is what is. What you're worrying about isn't. And as you begin to just notice how much of your time and attention goes to what is, whatever is actually happening now, and that includes whatever I happen to be thinking now, whatever I happen to be feeling now, as well as whatever happens to be going on around me and whatever I happen to be doing. And then noticing how much of your time and attention is spent on what isn't. And the two main categories of what isn't that we seem to spend the most time and attention on are the past and the future. The past isn't. It was, but it isn't. You may have a thought about the past right now. That thought is. But whatever that thought is about almost certainly isn't. Maybe one of the most dramatic examples of this that I ever saw is I had the spiritual teacher Byron Katie on my radio show many, many years ago. And this episode, I've not been able to track it down. Lots of people ask about it. And she had asked me to bring on the toughest person that I could find, like the client with the most difficult situation. And I found somebody. They found me when I put out the request. And her story, and I'll just warn you, the story is horrific. And essentially, she had been kept in a cage as a young girl and only let out to be raped and then put back in the cage. And she was now in her, I think, her 40s, maybe her 50s. And she had, as you might imagine, had a very difficult life. And within 10 minutes, just through gentle questions, Katie helped her distinguish what is from what was but isn't. And she saw that in her mind, she had been continuing to put herself in that cage and put herself through that again and again and again. And if you think this is cruel or terrible or awful, all I can tell you is for this woman, it was liberation. She said, you could hear her, she laughed. For the first time in 30, 40 years, she was free. Because for the first time in 30 or 40 years, she was back in touch with what is and was willing to let go, able to let go of what isn't, even though it once was. So no one was saying it didn't happen. Nobody was saying it was fine. All that Katie pointed out to her was, it isn't. The thinking is, the feeling is, but the situation isn't. Now, similarly, we spend an extraordinary amount of time thinking about what isn't in our imaginary future. We worry about what would happen if this happened, and what would happen if that happened, and what would we do if this person says this, and what would happen if our finances did this, and what are we going to do if there's another crazy thing going on with society, and what do we do if there's another war, and what do we do if... And we exhaust ourselves trying to handle what isn't. And we're so busy handling what isn't that we just don't have the time or energy or attention to be present to and handle what is. And the interesting thing is, when you are not exhausting yourself with what isn't, you have more than enough to handle what is. My favorite metaphor for it is a very simple one. Imagine a plate of food. You are made to be able to eat whatever is on your plate right now. No matter how hard you try, you will never be able to eat what was on your plate yesterday. And you will never be able to eat what you think will be on your plate tomorrow. But you can always handle what is on your plate right now. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring. And I'll talk with you soon.